Afternoon, everybody. Thanks, Bill. Just wanted to visit with you. We've been doing hoods. Most of you are familiar with our row crop hoods, probably, but we've been working on broadcast hoods for probably 25 years and such. So we remodeled the one we got, and we had a lot of farmers and applicators that wanted to, instead of having a tractor-mounted broadcast hood, have something for their self-propels. This fall, EPA came out when they started looking at drift reduction technologies. In that, they mentioned three things relative to spray drift, that 1 to 10% of agricultural pesticide sprays drift from the target crop. Two, every year, about 70 million pounds of pesticides valued up to $640 million are lost to pesticide drift. And state and local agencies receive thousands of complaints about drifting pesticides each year.
Speak a little closer.
Okay. Can you hear me now? Okay. So on the kit, we started out about a year ago, and as of today, we have kits available for self-propelled machines, John Deere, Case, Rogator, Boyd Ag, Boom, Apache, Hagee, Miller, and other models that we're working on today. The kits include the broadcast hoods, receiver brackets, and mounting hardware. I might mention there that each sprayer boom on the self-propelled, the booms are all different, so we design each mounting kit specific for those machines. They come with a center section and right and left primary sections. I'll show some videos here that all we're really hooding on the self-propelled is the center section and the primary section on left and right because of the strength of the boom and how they fold up. The initial installation takes approximately 10 hours. After that first installation, it takes about 10 minutes for the operator to take it off or put it on. Hoods and mounts will not interfere with your factory boom functions, folding, or operation. And in most cases, they will not interfere with the spray pattern. Some booms, where we have to position the hoods, you would have to take them off in order to use the nozzles that are on the boom. Some of the benefits hoods allow for more effective spraying of field borders. I've heard them mention borders here today. In our view, the borders are where I farm for, I still do some, but that's where a lot of the weeds seem to start, and if we get a good kill of all the weeds on the borders, that would help a lot in my mind. Utilize sprayer plumbing for ease of installation. Here again, they're engineered specific for the sprayer. Mounting brackets are made of lightweight aluminum, and you'll have approximately 9 pounds per running foot that's added to the boom. Here we've got a 4730 100 foot boom, and here again, like I mentioned, we only hood about 60 feet. This one's in Dexter, Missouri. We don't have voice to it, but just to give you an idea of what, here he's spraying the borders. And basically, as he goes back through the field, he'll unfold the secondaries and spray with the whole boom. So the idea is to get the perimeters, if possible, at the very least, and then unfold the secondaries and then spray with the whole boom. This here we're just showing just adding and removing the hood assembly. It's quite easy. Once you put the receivers on, it's like your pickup hitch. There's 7 sections, 3 on each side and 1 in the center. So you just pull them up, hold them up, there are 2 people, snap them on, take the hoses and snap it to the nozzle body on the boom. So you're using the plumbing on the sprayer, and when you want to take it off, it's just reverse. This here's a 4630 80 foot. Here we're hooding 60 feet in Osceola, Georgia. And here again, they're spraying around the perimeter with the secondaries folded in. And then when he goes through the whole field, he unfolds it and sprays with the whole boom. Here we're just showing the Boyd Ag boom, aluminum boom. Here again, I just really want to emphasize that we're just hooding the center section and the first primary on each side. And that's primarily, if you look at all the sprayers, when they come from the factories, there's no room to put any hoods because they've got them all cradled, the booms cradled in for transportation. So again, some of the benefits: limit spray drift, more consistent coverage, reduce spray drift liability, cover more acres per day, extended life of chemical technologies, more spray days, cost effective spray in time, and then stewardship for your neighbor. In the test, when we tested, it was in 13 in the University of Nebraska. There they published a paper in 14, but in the first, approximately on average, 90% of the drift reduction, the first 4 meters downwind with when comparing XR and AIXR tips, run through the hood and then with just the open boom. And then we compared, we put out litmus paper and try to figure out if there was a difference in coverage too. Here we found it was just, all we could measure was more consistent coverage, and I think the simplest thing is that the hood is trying to take away any gusts of wind. In an open boom, you've all seen where the wind comes up, goes down, and we think what you're seeing is the patterns are moving and changing your coverage. So. From the economics perspective, here what we're trying to show is the cost, relative cost. If you take your self-propelled and just look at $6 per acre custom fee, the units, $18,000, including freight, and the 7-year life, if you're traveling 12 mile an hour and you're hooding 60 feet, you're doing about 87 acres an hour, value of $522. So really, if you can spray where you couldn't before, 5.2 hours, you would pay for the annual cost of the hood kits. We ship them basically approximately 7 days if they're in stock, directly to the end user or to a dealer, shipped on a single pallet. And you'll see on the left where the hoods, they're assembled into 7 sections with 3 boxes of parts. We shrink wrap them and put them on a common carrier truck. So they're quite easy to put on your sprayer. And we have some other models, 642, that you're probably familiar with, 3-point. How do I switch it here? Trying to go to the next slide. Trying to get it to the next slide. There we go. 645, which is a 3-point. On this one here, we go out to 100 feet on this one here. And that sums it up, I guess. 1 minute left. So any questions at all? Okay. Thank you for your time.
All right. Thank you, Steve.